Well, that's it. It's the first of many, undoubtedly, after the party slumps, feeling horrendous. Went in the moving feast and I slept in this morning, so I didn't even make it into a studio to do my podcast. If I sound like I'm in a toilet, although I've spent a lot of time in one this morning, I'm not at the moment. Oh dear, what a night. Honestly, it got completely out of hand. I took my tape recorder with me to introduce you to some of the quiet and retiring people. And I left it, so I'll have to do that next week. But this morning I woke up and I thought, oh, I don't feel that bad, and I got out of bed, and obviously that wasn't quite the case. God, I feel terrible. Like, it's age, obviously. But we went round these three different hotels in Edinburgh, and what were they? The Bonham and Channings and the Howard, all owned by the same people. And we get a different course at each venue, and also lots to drink. And of course, I was with Dynamite Di, so we concentrated on the drinking side of things. We had a great night and a right laugh, really. Honestly, I sound like a man this morning. Actually, I look a bit like a man this morning. But I just, yeah, got up, felt absolutely terrible. Tried to put my dressing gown on, realised I couldn't even lift it. It's so heavy. It's just made of toweling. So I've had to put on Dave's dressing gown, and just thank God this is a podcast and not a video podcast, because honest to God, I could put you off your breakfast and lunch for the next year. Oh, I look like Rabsy Nesbitt's older, fatter sister with about a similar complexion. But anyway, I don't feel as bad as some, because I spoke to someone this morning who went. I went home about 12:30 because 6 hours is enough for me. I can't take the pace. Anyway, he went on dancing and carrying on. Woke up this morning and he'd lost his brand new special waistcoat, which cost him a fortune. And he was wearing someone else's tie, which is always nice. So he's feeling a bit rougher than me, I think. And of course, Dynamite, the lovely girl, is on her way, as I record this, to present a radio program. And I just don't know how she's going to string a sentence together. Bless her. Still, that's the first of many, and I hope you're whipping yourself up for a general Christmas frenzy, because God, there's no escape really now, is there, between now and the 25th? It's going to be a dangerous tinsel infested bun feast. Bun feast, is that a right word? Don't think so. Anyway, hope you're enjoying your festive carry on, and I'll be more together next week, so I hope you'll tune in again. www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Or if you see a picture of a large, red, puffy woman, just click on that. That'll probably be me. Bye!